In what is now a 24-year tradition, once again the October issue of Alaska Business Monthly presents the largest revenue-grossing companies based in Alaska. To make the list, the businesses must be at least 51% Alaskan-owned and headquartered in the state. That means such corporate entities as BP Exploration Alaska, ConocoPhillips Alaska, or Wells Fargo Bank Alaska are excluded. So are GCI and Alaska Pacific Bank, which are publicly traded on the world market and are no longer 51% Alaska-owned. Nevertheless, the true Alaska 49ers pack quite an economic punch. They have combined gross revenues of nearly $11.8 billion and employ more than 23,000 Alaskans. And as Dave Stroh, co-host for the ceremony held at the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce's Monday luncheon, pointed out, they represent a wide range of business areas in the Alaskan economy.
While the bulk of our economic strength comes from petroleum and the jobs necessary to market our gas and oil products, the scope of Alaska business is demonstrated by 11 other categories of endeavor shown here today.
Some of those areas are construction, retail, independent services, tourism, transport, and utilities. The transportation category was topped by Linden Incorporated at sixth place. Based in Anchorage, the transportation company posted revenues of $740 million and has nearly 750 Alaska employees, plus another 2,200 workers worldwide. The utility category was also led by an Anchorage entity, Chugach Electric Association, at 10th place. It showed over $255 million in revenues and 325 Alaska employees. Matanuska Telephone, by the way, also made the 49er list at 29th, with total revenues of about $95 million and a 400-worker payroll. This year's list followed an increasingly evident pattern of the past decade, the growing dominance of Alaska Native corporations. Together, they accounted for around two-thirds of the top 49 gross revenues. For 18 years, Arctic Slope Regional Corporation has occupied the number one spot, and for the past 5 years has produced revenues of over $1 billion. Alaska Business Monthly editor Debbie Cutler noted that Native prominence in the 2008 list.
New this year, and a thrill to announce, is Bristol Bay Native Corporation with just over $1 billion in revenues. And coming up close behind is Nana Development Corp, and I expect to see them a billion-dollar company within the next year or two. And that's going to be really exciting to see these Native corporations reach the billion-dollar mark and grow and expand and bring money back to Alaska.
And to Anchorage. For if those top three Alaska Native corporations arise from the Bristol Bay, Arctic Slope, and Northwest Alaska regions, they all have Anchorage offices. Their revenue success doesn't just flow to their rural shareholders. They also boost Anchorage's economy through wages and purchases. Plus, because many own their Anchorage office buildings, they contribute to municipal government and city schools through property taxes. As do many on the magazine's list, altogether 30 of this year's top 49ers list Anchorage as their business address. The top 49er list appears in the October issue of Alaska Business Monthly. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.